is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios
on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock, and it's our pleasure to welcome the most knowledgeable basketball guy I know, the awesome one, the sports editor of the St. Louis American, and a very underrated great sports section that I read religiously, Earl Austin Jr. Earl, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Frank. Always good to be with you. How are you today?
Everything's great. The only problem I have is scheduling. That was a bad idea on Friday night to schedule a Ball State team coming off a 21-win season with all those shooters, all those guys from Indiana. That was not good scheduling to open up the year with them.
Yeah, that was a tough night. I had read that in their preseason game they struggled with a DT school, and they only shot like 20% from 3-point range, and I said, uh-oh. To me, I said they may come out, you may see the real Ball State team, and that's what we saw. I mean, it was 2-2, then they knocked home 3 consecutive 3-point shots to make it 11-2, and that was pretty much the ball game there. They had 11 of their first 14. And the big man, who hit 3 all season, hit 4-4 during the game. And, they're a good team. They won 21. They won the Mid-American Conference West. And they added a stud point guard transfer from Northern Kentucky. And he really took it to us. So, yeah, it was a good lesson for our young guys. First game out of the box. They were a good team, and they showed it.
Yeah, as some coach once said, the 3 most important things for Division I college basketball coach are scheduling, recruiting, and scheduling.
Yes. I think recruiting also.
Yeah.
You can add a few more of those too, as well as we'll see in the next few years.
Yeah, and as optimistic as we are about the future, because we know what's coming, we know what's already there but sitting out, this is going to be a tough stretch, because let's face it, this is basically the same personnel that has lost 42 games the last 2 years.
And amend that, it really is, because you lost 3 of the top players from that team. You know, Malik Yarbrough and Marcus Bartley were pretty big contributors those last couple of years, as was Miles Reynolds. So you basically replaced those guys with transfers who you won't see till next year. And you've thrown in, you saw 3 freshmen in the mix getting their first taste of college basketball. So it's kind of a hodgepodge, like Reggie, Mike, they've been there, Jermaine, played last year, Aaron's back, and DeVell, and then you throw in Elliot Wilmer, redshirt freshman who played, and then of course Zeke and Jalen. So you're kind of mixing in a lot of new guys and then guys coming back, as you said, from a couple of seasons that we've really struggled. So, it's a tough road to hoe, but you just got to try to put something together the best you can. And what I like was, at least, we were down 25 at halftime, and they came out with a more purpose, played harder, forced turnovers, made shots, and competed much better. And that's what you want to kind of set, that kind of culture, that kind of, a statement that we're going to come out and play hard regardless of the score, and hopefully that's something you build on that second half.
And tonight they face the Southern Utah Thunderbirds, in honor of my wife's favorite car, who was 5-24 last season. So this is a game they can probably win.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for a win. Hopefully, as I said, you can build on what you did the second half. They had a young man named Randy Onswar, who's a transfer from Texas Tech, and ironically it's a guy that the Billikens recruited pretty actively a couple of years ago out of Texas, I believe, and he went to play for Tubby Smith at Texas Tech, and I believe he transferred when Tubby took a job at Memphis. And his first game they lost, but he had 35 points, 6'3 guard, pretty talented kid, so that's a young man we're going to have to contend with. But yeah, it's an opportunity to kind of, I'm glad that you lose Friday night, so you get right back in it. You don't have to wait 6-7 days to try to, fix things. You get right back in it and see if you can get yourself a victory tonight.
All right, let me give some optimism for St. Louis U fans. I'm going to say the player who will be in a Billiken uniform next season, or maybe the season after, and then you tell me, give me 15 seconds on why this kid is special. Javon Bess.
Just an athletic 6'6" swing, can play inside, outside, played at a great program at Michigan State, versatile, tough, strong, athletic.
DJ Foreman.
6'9", was a Rutgers leading rebounder last year, really played strong in the Big Ten Conference, gives you size and athleticism and strength up front.
How about the young man from Althoff, Jordan Goodwin?
The epitome of a competitive, tough, physical kid who's really improved his skill level. I think folks are going to love him, kind of a Draymond Green type of player, goes to war in a basketball sense, but really skilled. I think kid's a winner, great player.
Hassan French.
Another one, as you said, this kind of a recurring theme, toughness, athleticism, a 6'7 power forward, can put it on the floor, get to the basket strong, play for a great PSA Cardinals team out of New York during the summer.
How about the kid who will be here in a couple of years if he remains true to his commitment, Cartier Gordon?
A force of nature in the paint, 6'9", 6'8", 250 pounds, very skilled. Just dominant around the glass. Won a gold medal with the USA 16 and under. Led MOCAN to help them do a UIBL championship. The biggest impact recruit, something Lewis commitment since Larry Hughes, or should I say since Jordan Goodwin, since Larry Hughes. breakthrough recruit.
And then one more transfer, Adonis Enriquez.
Tremendous outside shooter. Was one of the best shooters in the American Athletic Conference for Central Florida. Will really filled up some three.
And six, too.
Which
billiket in the program are you, the guy who's playing right now on this roster, are you most high on?
There are a few. I mean, I was real impressed with the three young guys. You know, me and Rammer talked about that quite a bit. You know, Zeke Moore, 6'6", can really shoot the ball. Jalen Johnson, very skilled, 6'7", put it on the floor, comfortable. And Elliot Wellmer I was very impressed with him. He can do a lot, 6'9", almost 6'10". He's a stretch four. He had a couple of threes, but also defensively, he blocked three shots. He played the point of the press and was able to have three or four deflections. He kid has a nice future as well. Kind of almost a poor man's Kyle Wilcher, you know, so to speak. So those three young men are very, you know, really impressed in the program. Bishop, you know, didn't play well last week, but you saw what he could do last year, making all A-10 freshmen, a scoring point guard who can score from all three levels.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the most interesting senior in the area who has not signed, and he has up until Wednesday, I believe, to sign, and that's Jeremiah Tillman, the 6'10", 6'11", postman from East St. Louis. I understand that Jamal Walker, the assistant coach at SLU, and John Gross were in Saturday morning in East St. Louis trying to convince him. He decided not to sign last Wednesday in the 11th hour. We heard Kansas was moving in. What do we know, and what do you think?
I really don't know much more than what I've been reading. Like you said, I understand KU is moving in, and when a kid that doesn't sign his letter of intent, and then all of a sudden a blue blood starts to move in, that normally doesn't bode well for your program, and that would be tough because that happened a couple years ago. I remember a young man named Quentin Snyder from Louisville, Kentucky. He originally committed to Louisville as a ninth grader, but then reneged, and he committed to Illinois and was sitting at the table with the letter of intent with the pen in his hand ready to sign and couldn't pull the trigger. Wow. And then signed with Louisville, and he's been Rick Pitino's starting point guard the last couple of years. So this is kind of history. But in this regard, at least this would be worse if that were to happen because this is a hometown kid who they've invested years of recruiting into, as opposed to Quentin, who's from Louisville and in his heart always wanted to play for Louisville and kind of got spooked and then went back home. But this, you know, if Jeremiah were not to go ahead and sign with Illinois, would I think potentially be devastating, especially since he thought he had a shot you were going to get Goodwin. You know, that class was supposed to be Goodwin, Tillman, Pickett from Belleville East, and Williams from Peoria, that four-man, and now you've got half of them. You lost Jordan SLU, and if you lose Jeremiah, that would be hard.
Speaking of Illinois, a young man from Belleville East, Malcolm Hill, exploded for 40 yesterday against Northern Kentucky. A lot of times they say if a senior And if you're a senior still playing college basketball, that means you're not going to be a great NBA prospect. But this guy is kind of old school, has the mid-range game, an incredible kid. What about Malcolm at the next level?
Malcolm has a chance because Malcolm can score. Malcolm can put the ball in the basket. He can shoot the three. Put it, like you say, put it on the floor and make the mid-range. And Malcolm is a year young. Malcolm was barely 17 when he graduated from Belleville East. So, he could easily be just he should be a junior in college. But he's had a tremendous career. He's just kind of grown. Put weight on. He was real thin in high school. He's put weight on nicely. And he's just a natural scorer. And he's definitely one of the best players in the Big Ten. And to see him drop a 40 ball, that shows that he's ready for a big senior year.
I know it's kind of vogue for everybody to take shots at Mizzou basketball. They beat Alabama A&M 99-44. And I will say this, every time you look at a box score, whether it's over the summer or whether it's in preseason or whether it's the first game of the season, you see this Frankie Hughes. He ties Stepanovich for most points ever by a freshman with 23 points. Boy, this guy, and I think this whole freshman class, and I think that sophomore class is pretty solid.
Yeah, I think this is Kim's first team by him, of all his, pretty much his guys. And he was a big game yesterday from what little I watched. He was really good. Cullen Ren Leary hit three three-pointers right off the beginning of the game. And Pereira had seven rebounds in the first two or three minutes. He can score around the basket. And the Phillips kid is a heck of a point guard. I think he's going to have a heck of a career. And then I think you get Jordan Barnett from CBC, around Christmas time. So there's a lot of pressure, a lot of heat, but he's got to take some steps and build. Seven new players. It's going to take some time to mesh, but hopefully if they, play with some chemistry, I think that could help out a lot in the development of this team.
Before we let you go, give us an update on your two nephews who've been very fine basketball players at MICDS, and where are they right now?
Well, my oldest nephew, Robin's a redshirt sophomore at Missouri State. They won their first two games, looking pretty good. They have a chance to maybe make some noise in the Valley this year. He comes off the bench. I think he's played about 12 minutes a game. And my second nephew, Austin, he's a junior at MICDS. He'll be their starting point guard. He had a decent sophomore year. They won the Metro League last year, and they have a chance to be pretty good. But he's got to keep working and keep getting better. Still a lot of work to do, but they're doing a good job, and they're proud of both of them.
Great stuff. Earl, honored to have you on the program. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure, Frank.
All right. The awesome one, Earl Austin Jr., joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Before we go to break, quick word about the Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth. They're at 170 in Del Mar. Go to their website, look at the amenities, or take a visit out there, and you'll see the swimming pool, the workout facility, the green room, the elegant restaurant, the casual restaurant. They do it all at the Gatesworth. We'll take a short time out. We're coming back with Dave Matter.